Well, good afternoon, people of Lincoln. Here this afternoon to share with you once again the good news, the glad tidings of the gospel. We have a Savior to declare to you that you might come to know Him. Because to know Him, to know Jesus, is to know eternal life. Speaking to a lady, and she rejected my leaflet, and she said to me, she said, I think I know enough about that. And I asked her, I said, but do you know Him? And I said, that's the key. And she said, yes, I know it is. But she did not herself know Him. You can know about Jesus, but not know Him. And so we're here this afternoon, my friends, that you might come to a knowledge of Him. Because to know Him is to know eternal life. You'd like a copy of God's Word? I got a copy of Luke's Gospel here, extract from the Bible, offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply for the taking. If you would like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly placed into your hands. It's the Word of God, and it's able to do, oh, far, far more than my words ever could possibly do. The Word of God, my friends, able to make you wise, give you the wisdom of God, that is, not the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of God that leads to salvation. Question was asked me just a few moments ago. Where would I spend eternity? And my answer to that question is, well, by the grace of God, and I emphasize, by the grace of God, not because of anything I've done, not because of anything in me, not because I merited it, not because I worked for it, not because I was religious for it, because I wasn't religious, but because of the grace of God that came to me and awakened me to the reality of my sin and caused me to see that Jesus Christ was the only answer to my sin problem. Bible says, dear friends, the words of Jesus Himself. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Straight is the gate, narrow. And of course, while being straight and narrow, well, that makes it more difficult to find. But of course, elsewhere in the Bible, well, Jesus tells us that He would have us to seek that entrance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, He says, and all the rest shall be added unto you. Of course, problem is, I guess, with yourself, as it was with me for many years, you know, that many people, they spend their years, they spend their lives searching for all kinds of things. Money, treasure, big homes, relationships. Oh, there's no end to it. But the very last thing that we think about, if we ever do, is thinking about the grace of God and entering into the kingdom of God. I, by the grace of God, was brought to that place of thinking about the kingdom of God, thinking about my sin, and how I could be saved. By the grace of God, I emphasize, by the grace of God, not my doing. Grace of God is God's favor. And God's favor comes to men and women how? Well, by what I'm doing here today, preaching God's word amongst you, that you too might become recipients of that same grace and be awakened to the reality of your sin and the reality of your deep and great need, and that is to enter the kingdom of God in the way of repentance, turning from your sin, and turning to Jesus in faith that you might be saved. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the prophet says. Seek ye first the words of Jesus. The prophet, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon his name while he is near. Seeking the Lord, my friend, that's not the same thing as seeking religion. Many people do. We had a couple of people here this very day who told one of my friends that they were seeking to enter the kingdom of the Jehovah's Witnesses, a religion, a cult, a sect with no salvation. No, not the same, my friends. Not the same thing as seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean. The one, my friends, who came and lived and loved a sinner like you, died on the cross in order that by the grace of God that you might enter in through that straight gate, enter into the kingdom of God. It's narrow. It's a straight gate. That means you can't take lots of things with you. You can't take your sins with you. You can't bring all the baggage of the world with you. You wouldn't get in through the straight gate. You've got to leave all that behind. You've got to leave everything behind in order so that you can get in through the straight gate and walk down the narrow pathway. A young man said to me just a couple of weeks ago, he said, you follow the Bible, everything that's written in the Bible, don't you think that's a bit narrow, he said. And I said to him, yes it is, that's what Jesus says. He says the gate is straight and the way is narrow. You can't just, go with your own opinions. You can't bring with you the world's opinions. You can't bring with you the world's wisdom. God has set the way. God has set the pace. God has given us his counsel. He's given us his instructions and how he would have us to conduct ourselves in his world. So you enter in by the grace of God, remember. All by the grace of God. Please remember that. And remember, I told you, by the grace of God, only by the grace of God, you enter the straight gate, you travel the narrow pathway. In other words, you follow in the footsteps of Jesus. You go where he takes you. You do what he tells you to do. He says, my sheep, he says, they hear my voice. They listen to him. They don't listen to every voice. They listen to his voice. And they follow me, he says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. So where, I ask you, the same question that was asked of me, where will I spend eternity? I'll spend eternity in heaven. Why? Because I'm a good guy? No, the very opposite. Because I'm religious? No, I'm not that either. Because I go to church? No, because I say prayers? No. By the grace of God, my friends, the lovely, wonderful, exquisite, I tell you, grace of God, it's altogether lovely, it's heart-melting, it's sin-dissolving, it rolls all your sins away, everything you ever did, that is, that's contrary to God and contrary to his holy commandments. We've all broken them. Every one of us, inescapable, because you see, we come into the world in weakness. Bible, God tells us that we are conceived in sin. So we come into the world with sinful natures, desiring sin, not desiring God, not desiring the kingdom of God, not looking for that straight gate, but the very opposite, looking for the whole wide world. Unless that is, at some point in your life, as you are today, hearing the gospel, of God's Son Jesus Christ, and by the grace of God, God taking hold upon you, falling on you, and my friends, the dew of His grace dropping from heaven upon you. And I tell you, from that point on, everything changes. Everything changes. The straight gate doesn't seem so straight anymore. And the narrow way doesn't seem so narrow anymore. It's pleasant. It's wholesome. It's good. As I was telling some friends last evening, my friends, Jesus will only take away from you that which is harmful, that which is ugly, that which spoils, that which ruins your life. But I tell you what He gives you in its place. The grace of God, the forgiveness of God, rightness with God, peace with God, the joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory is how the Bible puts it. My friends, the pathway to heaven by the grace of God. Why do I keep saying that? Because that's how it is, by the grace of God. Nobody entered in through the straight gate. No one ever traveled the narrow pathway without the grace of God. What's the grace of God? It's the favor of God. It's the approval of God. It's God's signifying that He approves of somebody when He deposits His grace in them, my friends. And by His grace, He gives them everything necessary to enter the straight gate and walk the narrow pathway. By the grace of God. Grace, the word means free, my friends. Gratis. The Latin word gratis. That's where we get the word grace from. You sing about it. You sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. But the most of you has to be said, you sing it without even knowing what you're singing about. You're singing about what you don't understand, what you've never experienced. The grace of God is something to sing about, but I tell you, it's something more to experience it. Oh, to know and to experience the grace of God deposited upon you, a sinner, undeserving sinner, unworthy. Unworthy of the very least of God's attention. But He comes to men and women through the preaching of the gospel. He deposits His grace. And my friend, they are more than willing, I tell you. More than willing. Because here's the problem. Here's the problem, Jesus says. You are not willing to come to me that you might have life. There's life in Jesus. There's enough life in Jesus for five worlds. But you're not willing to come to me that you might have life. You're not willing. Only by the grace of God can a person be made willing. Only by the free grace of God can you be made, my friends, willing to enter through that straight gate and narrow down that narrow pathway. And that's the one, says Jesus. That's the one, and that's the only one that leads to eternal life. That leads to life. There's no life without Jesus, my friends. All you have is just existence. No life without Jesus. You don't get to live until you connect with Jesus by faith, by the grace of God. By grace. By the grace of God, my friends. Oh, I hope, I pray. My prayer for you, sir. Yes, even you, sir, shaking your head. I pray for you, sir. I pray God fall in grace upon you, even this very day, and melt your hardened hearts, and shift and change your stubborn wills, so that you're able and willing, gladly, to enter in through the straight gate, down that narrow pathway, and at the end of it, to find eternal life. Because that's the only place it's to be found. That's the only place the treasure's to be found. Down that narrow pathway. At the end of it, there's life. You see, you come into the world existing, not living. You come into the world in a state of death. You come into the world existing. And you have an existence for how long? 20 years? 50 years? 70 years? Maybe even 90 years by the grace and kindness of God. But it's just an existence. That's all it is. It's not life. There's no life apart from God. God is life. Jesus is life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No life without Jesus. No life without you enter the straight gate, walk the narrow pathway, and at the end of it you find life, abundant life. I am come, says Jesus, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the resurrection and the life, he said. Even though you are dead, yet shall you live. Believe. Do you believe this? You must, my friend. You must believe in order to be saved. Only believe. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Enter the straight gate, the narrow pathway that leads to life. Because the other one, my friends, the broad, the wide gate, and the broad pathway that leads in destruction. And that's the pathway that we're all on, naturally. That's the pathway that we enter into when we come into the world. We're born that way, traveling the broad pathway that ends in eternal, everlasting destruction. So you see, my friend, your need for the grace of God, your need for the free grace of God, your need for the kindness of God, your need for the mercy of God, your need for the love of God, your need for the life of God, your need for the Son of God, your need for the salvation of God, your need for the redemption of God, only in Jesus, only in His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, He sent His Son into the world that through Him, Christ Jesus came into the world. What for? To make you religious? Heaven forbid. Christ Jesus came into the world. What for? To make you a churchgoer? To make you moral? A moralist? How you doing, my dear? Have a nice day. Christ Jesus came into the world, the Bible says, to save sinners. To save sinners, because that's what we all are. Naturally speaking, how we're born into the world. It's the legacy that we get from our parents. Yeah? It's passed on one generation after another, all the way to the end. Born sinners, born rebels, born estranged from God, alienated from God, not knowing the grace of God, not knowing the covenant friendship of God, not knowing God, not knowing Him. See, like I said at the beginning, you can know about Him. You can know things about Him. Not the same thing as knowing Him. Not the same thing, my friends, as being in a bond of friendship with God. And a friendship, I tell you, that's everlasting. So two ways, two gates, a straight gate and a wide gate. A narrow pathway and a broad pathway. One leads to life and the other one leads to destruction. Which one will it be? Good afternoon, madam. How are you? Because of man's sin, my dear. Because of man's sin. Because we're all sinners. We're destroying ourselves. Sorry? Well, that's what God says. Because the Bible says so. God's given us His word. God's given us His word, madam. You're going to meet Him one day. You're going to stand before Him. You're going to stand before Him. You'll know that He is now, but you'll know it for reality then. When he judges you, madam, your question's a good one. Why the destruction in the world? Because man's in self-destruct mode. That's how he comes into the world. That's not how God made man in the beginning. God made man upright in the beginning. But man has sought out many inventions. He's invented ways of sinning against God. And you're still inventing ways of sinning against God. Every generation, you renew your culture, time and time again, and you dream up other ways, you invent other ways of sinning against God. Do you know when the end comes, sir? I'll tell you when the end comes. When you can no longer find ways of sinning against God, then the end comes. Then comes destruction. Then comes judgment. You see, my friends, we're in self-destruct mode. You're on the broad pathway already. You know? You don't have to enter that pathway. You're on that road naturally by birth. You come into the world, you're conceived in sin, you're born in sin, and you live in sin and you die in it. But for the grace of God, by the grace of God, my friends, you can be gotten off of that broad pathway. You can be gotten out of that self-destruct mode. And you can be gotten into the straight gate and down the narrow pathway and receive life eternal, life everlasting, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. It's the gift of God. You want your just deserts, you want your rights, you want your wages. Well, that's sin and death. That's all that's due to you. That's all that's due to you. Just sin and death. The wages of sin is death. That you'll get. He'll give you that. But the gift of God, the free gift of God, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord, whom I declare to you here in Lincoln City this afternoon. The grace of God, my friend. So the question that was put to me, where will I spend eternity? In heaven with God and His holy angels, and with the Son, Jesus Christ, by the grace of God. Not because I deserved it, not because I earned it, not because I merited it, not because I worked for it, not because I did anything for it. By the grace of God, my friends, I will spend eternity in heaven. When I die, when I breathe my last, as all men must, it is appointed unto man once to die. It's marked on God's calendar. A decade, a year, a month, a day, an hour, a moment. It's marked on God's calendar. That moment, that second, when you will breathe your last and go out of this world. Feet first, same way that you came in. Naked you came into the world. Naked you go out of the world. You won't take the iPhone with you. You won't take the MacBook with you. You won't take the house with you. You won't take your money with you. You don't take nothing with you. You go out the same way you came in. But by the grace of God, by the grace of God, you can go out with treasure. You can go out with treasure in your heart. The knowledge of Jesus Christ and eternal life in His name. By the grace of God. But be assured, my friends, today you live for the world, today you live for self, today you live for money, today you live for other people. But my friends, it's coming to an end. You're going to breathe your last, young and old alike. What, sir? Come and talk to me, sir. No, I've got every right, sir. I have the authority in my hands. divine authority, sir. I've got every right to do it. Every right to do it. And I do it. Why do I do it? Why am I doing what I'm doing here now? Well, number one, because I love God. I love God by His grace. And I'm doing it, secondly, because I love you. You can hate me. You can revile me. You can call me what you want. You can do to me what you want. I do not care what you think of me or say to me or do to me. But I love you. I love you. Am I your enemy because I love you? Am I your enemy because I want you in heaven with me? Am I being hateful to you because I want you to be saved from your sin, to be gotten out of your self-destruct mode? Is that hatred? Then I'll hate you if that's hatred, because I love you, and that's why I'm here and not at home with my wife. Yes, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. God bless you. I love you, Lincoln. Whatever you say, whatever you think about me, I love you, and I will not shut up as the man suggested that I should do.
Amen.
As long as I've got a breath in my body, I will cry out to you by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from works of yours or anybody else's. By the grace of God, today you might enter in through that straight gate, down that narrow pathway, and find life. Find life as I found life. God brought life to me. I didn't go looking for it. I had my head in a bottle of booze. I had my head and my heart, my friends, in nothing but alcoholic destruction. I didn't look for Him. I didn't want Him. I didn't desire Him. I never thought about Him. But He came to me, and He deposited His grace in me, and He awakened me to the reality of my sin, something I'd never seen in all my life before. I didn't know what it was. I was quite happy doing that which was contrary to God and contrary to His law. But He awakened me. And He caused me to see that my sin was sin. Exceedingly sinful. Very sinful. And that I needed to repent. And that I needed to believe in Jesus. That I needed to trust in Jesus. And I found grace, my friend. Or rather grace. Grace found me. Grace found me and turned me out of my sin and turned me out of the world and turned me into the kingdom of God. And my friend, that was 42 years ago, and here I am today, still, my friends, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I emphasize, by the grace of God, not my doing, by the grace of God, here I am today, still believing. And here amongst you today in Lincoln, gladly, joyfully, 200 miles away from my wife, from my home, where I could be sitting up, my feet by the fireside. But my desire is to be here amongst you in the city of Lincoln today, telling you about the grace of God, telling you about the love of God, telling you about the salvation of God, telling you about the straight gate, the narrow pathway that you must enter and travel in order to find life. And I hope and I pray, it's my longing desire for you, that you would find that the grace of God would come to you today, that God would come down and deposit His grace in your heart and change and transform it and bring you out of self-destruction and bring you to life, to joy and peace and forgiveness and all the good blessings that God has for sinners who enter the straight gate, travel the narrow pathway by the grace, by the grace of God, my friends. Oh, today, my friends, today, I set before you, I tell you, proclaim amongst you the free grace of God. Receive. Came to his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them that believed on his name, Jesus, by the grace of God, he gave them the power to become children of God. No longer children of wrath, no longer alienated from God, no longer strangers to his love, no longer strangers to his grace, no longer strangers to his covenant of love. But my friend, in a gracious, gracious, warm, loving relationship with your Maker and the God who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world that this might be a possibility for you. That by Jesus Christ, and only by Jesus Christ, by his death on the cross, and by his resurrection from the dead, that this grace, this eternal life might be yours. This entrance in through the straight gate and down the narrow pathway. Through Christ, my friend, with you an impossibility. But through Christ, my friend, all things are possible. Even your salvation, should you believe, should you repent, should you believe, should you trust in Jesus. Today, my friends, not tonight, not tomorrow. Now's the only time you've got left. Now is the day of salvation, the time of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today, my friends, today, bow the knee today, my friends, in the quiet recesses of your own hearts. Receive Jesus. Receive the Son of God. Receive the free grace of God. Receive the grace of God. And be saved and be right with God. Time and eternity, never to be separated from him and from his love. Forevermore, the grace of God offered to you today. Take, my friend. Come, says Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest for your souls. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Yours, my friends, through Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, I commend him to you. He's a lovely Savior. He's altogether beautiful. I tell you, he make you beautiful too, should you come to him and trust in him. You would like to have a copy of God's Word? It's offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. The Word of God, freely offered to you. Take, read for yourself. See that these things are so. What God has done in Christ that you might be saved. Salvation by the grace of God. Lincoln, repent, repent, repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. for the kingdom of God is at hand. Like a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. May God bless you, Lincoln, and of mercy, mercy I see upon your precious, precious, never dying soul,
amen,
sir. Brother.
Amen, amen, brother. Wonderful. There was a good response off.